started in the Eisenhower administration. You retired.
I remember.
Retired during Bush Jr., I guess, right? 2005, you said?
Yeah.
What advice do you have for future Mariners? I mean, in your 50 years of service, you've seen a lot of changes. I mean,
well, it depends. You know, if you're talking engineers, you know, mechanics, that's my field.
Okay, yeah, for future engineers and mechanics.
Yeah. Well, if there is, you know, there's no training going on for barge companies. And that's why I was excited when they were telling me about, you know, I talked to one of the guys that was developing a program at the technical college. And they wanted me to build a model. They had a model boat, and they wanted me to build it. And I said, yeah, I can build it. It's like a $500 model or something put together. I said, I've done some models, but I said, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, but we want to kind of do it under instruction. We want to get guys in so they can see where the different compartments are and stuff like that. I said, well, that could be interesting. And then it kept getting bigger, and he wanted me to come in. They were going to get an engine. Ingram donated an engine to the school, and I got excited about it, you know, because I love teaching, you know, and I hadn't done it for years. You know, I stopped teaching in 1975 when I moved on to the barge company and left the school, and which I didn't actually do the teaching anymore. Once in a while, I'd go in and teach a class, but I got excited. And I'm living here, and you know how far it is to the technical college. And then I was talking to him, and I started thinking, you know, I'm retired. I don't want to go back into that. I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go, you know, get ready and go every day. I said, you got to find somebody else. I can't do that. I'm not going to get into it. But I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. Teaching, and if there's anything that a guy can go to help them, and of course port engineers help a lot, they're more knowledgeable than the boat engineers usually. They can learn from them, but every engine that's in a boat, there's manuals with them, sets of 3 or 4 manuals, and when they do something, they should check manuals. You know, that's where I learned. I never saw a Fairbanks Morris engine before I went to the barge company. And the reason they got me, the reason they hired me for a barge company from the steel plant, is they had a Fairbanks Morris boat with 2 Fairbanks Morris engines, and these port engineers are fighting with each other, who's in charge of this, who's in charge of that. And the manager that they had had a real attitude problem and a personality problem, and they steam cleaned an engine with a pressure washer, and water got in the blower, which is a big, huge blower that blows air into the engine. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know it was sitting in the bottom. They overhauled the engine. And when they started up, that water shot into the cylinders and pushed the upper crankshaft up and the lower one down and busted it wide open. And mm-hmm. all the money they had was shot. That's when vice president said, that's it, we're getting somebody else. And I went and I said, well, let me see what it's all about, you know. So I took a trip to Pittsburgh from Indiana, and they had the engine out, you know, just a big hole there where the engine was, but it's gone, you know. And I thought, boy, those are some big engines. But you know, we had big engines in our locomotives too, but people didn't know. I just didn't know. But the reason I stayed when we bought the Midland, which was a big barge company, Ohio River Company, it was the biggest company on the river at one time. Hmm. And I knew what those guys were going to go through. And when I got them on the side one by one and talked to them, well, I never worked. I always ran Fairbanks Morris. I never ran this kind of engine. And I said, don't worry about it. We're going to help you through it. Just calm down. It's not changing. Everything's going to be fine. I said, I work for another company, and we're all going to be helping. Everybody's going to help you get going. Put them at ease. I knew what they were going through.
Right.
You know,